Okay, are you ready?
It's on standby. How Martha do you turn it from standby to on?
So you live in Ellis Island all the time? My boat, a beautiful large boat. Uh-huh. And everybody was so nice. It was a beautiful trip. I liked it very much. And I went back again several years ago.
Oh, good.
But I liked it.
Good. Now, let me just say that I'm speaking with Mary Rafferty, who came here in 1923 on November 1st.
What date?
November 1st, 1923. Long time ago.
Wait a second. November the 21st? November the 1st?
November the 1st.
1923. I have to find out. I'm going to ask myself.
Okay.
How old I was in at that time.
Okay.
I was still young. I was still very young when I landed here.
You were 19, I think.
Could be.
So you were 19 years old. You were coming from Ireland.
That's right.
And you were here on the Celtic.
What?
The ship. The ship was called the Celtic.
What was it called?
Celtic.
How do you say it?
Celtic or Celtic?
Celtic.
Celtic.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did your ship leave from? Where was the port?
From Ireland.
Yeah. Do you remember the place in Ireland?
If I stop and think, I think it was Dublin.
Let's see. Would it have been Queenstown?
The what?
Queenstown.
Well, we came through Queens. Queens. I know the name now, but that's a long one.
I think it was called Cove then.
Cove.
Yes.
Yes. But not everywhere was it called Cove. It was Queenstown.
It had two different names at different times.
That was the Queenstown town, and I would still know Queenstown.
Uh-huh. Okay, now where were you born?
West of Ireland. West in the west. In the west.
Uh-huh.
That's the best thing to say is west.
Uh-huh.
It was a town. Castlereagh. Was a town
uh-huh.
that we went to,
uh-huh. and it was in a county.
County Roscommon.
Okay, and what date were you born?
Well, now there was a little something twisted at that time. February. The 29th, that was a leap year, uh-huh. 19, oh, don't ask me the years ago, but it was February the 29th.
1904.
It could be.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It could be.
And did you live there? Did you live in the same place up until you left for America? You always lived in the same place in the west of Ireland?
Oh, in the west of Ireland? I never did work in Ireland.
No, but you lived in the same place.
I lived at home.
You lived in the same house?
In the same house.
And the town that you, Castlereagh.
Castlereagh was our town.
Was it a big town?
It was a beautiful big town.
Tell me about Castlereagh. What was Castlereagh like?
It was a big town. Well, now how could I guess who was one? It was a big town. They had all kinds of shops. Hmm. And they had nice people to work in that shop. And they were I could work there if I wanted to. But I had to behave myself and carry myself the way they wanted it. Mm-hmm. And I had no trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, I obeyed orders.
Uh-huh. Now, what was your mother's name?
Jane Kelly.
And your father?
Pat Staunton, S-T-A-U-N-T-O-N.
Uh-huh. And Pat. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters, Jane and Della. She was called Bridget, but she didn't like the name Bridget. That wasn't nice enough for her. Uh-huh. So she called it Della.
Della. Uh-huh.
Instead of Delia, or instead of Bridget. It meant the same name, but that's the way they did it.
Uh-huh. Now, who was the oldest?
What?
Who was the oldest sister? You, Della, and Jane.
Jane and Mary. Jane, I was Mary.
So Jane was Jane the and oldest?
Mary and Della.
Uh-huh.
That was it. And one boy.
And what was his name?
And one boy was John.
John. Uh-huh. Now, did you go to school?
Oh, I sure did. I liked it. We had lovely teachers.
What do you remember about school in Ireland?
Well, we had our own large rooms. We had beautiful place. The school was about a half a mile away, so we had to walk uh-huh. to that school. Uh-huh. And we had a nice, they were all Irish people who taught there.
Uh-huh.
So I had no trouble at all. I liked it.
What did you like best about school?
What did I like best about? Just to learn.
Uh-huh.
That
uh-huh.
was it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then did you help with chores?
A choice?
Chores. Did you have to do things around the house when you were growing up?
Not that much. My mother was very, very good. She was a hardworking lady. Mm-hmm. We had our own home. Mm-hmm. Nice, private home. And my mother was, she worked hard. Every morning, it was a country home. She had every morning. We had a lot of cattle. We had cows. We had three cows, who gave milk. So my mother had a job to milk those cows every morning and every evening. Mm-hmm. And she had a certain place in the built. She didn't have to build it. One of the boys built it. It was called a dairy. That's where mm-hmm. when she we had three milking cows. Mm. That every morning my mother would go out with her pail, and so on and so forth, whatever she needed, and she milked the cows all by herself there. And you know, every morning. And every evening. So she milked the cows, got all her, and she had her own place to keep all the milk. We had a place built, a great, a nice big room, much larger than any other place here, for the milk, just for the milk alone.
Oh.
They call it the dairy.
And then did your mother sell the milk?
She would sell whatever we didn't use. Mm-hmm. She would sell it. Yes, she would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had a dairy, mm-hmm. a room. It was larger than this. And that room had one window only, large window. And when my mother milked. My mother had to milk the cows by hand, no less. And the dairy was it was complete. All around about that room was places, crocks, places, containers of for the milk. Well, after my mother milked the cow, she would bring it in, go into the dairy. It was a nice big room, clean, one large window, and she would bring her own milk from the cow, and put it in pails, cover them up nice and clean, and left her there for a certain length of time until it got sour. You know, and by this time, it was time for my mother to milk that cow. She had three cows, in fact. Milk them. And the milk she got out of the three cows, she had the dairy, big crocks. So she put the milk in there for a certain length of time. She knew, so she didn't have to be told. She was put the milk into the big pails until they were ready to be churned into their butter from the milk. Mm-hmm. So that was that way it was every day.
Wow.
It was nice if you knew how to do it.
Uh-huh. And how about your father? What did he do?
Oh, he had cattle on the field. We had a big farm.
Uh-huh.
He had all different cows. He had three different cows, and he had a place for them to feed, get their eats, grass or whatever it was. So he made, and then he would come in through the into the house. There was rooms there that he kept, and he kept it clean, nice and clean. And
you were saying about your father. He had a lot of cattle.
Well, my mother milked the cows, no less. Right. My mother did the milking.
Right.
My father took care of the farm, a huge, acres and acres of them.
Was it full of livestock, or did he grow
livestock?
Things? Livestock.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He had his own place for them to eat, and if you know that for years, you know if you knew it. He had a large farm, nice clean rooms, no rooms, land.
And did he have things besides cows?
Milk the cows.
Chickens? Did he have other things like chickens?
We had chicken. We had, what else did we have?
Vegetables.
I haven't talked about it.
In a long time. But did he grow things too?
So I have to stop and think.
Yeah.
What?
Did he grow things to eat? Did he grow vegetables?
We sure did. We had our own potatoes. We had our own carrots. We had our own everything you could. Now, all kinds of vegetables. Uh-huh. All kinds of vegetables. All our own. No trouble. Uh-huh. It was nice and easy.
When you think of life in Castle Ray, what are the things you remember most?
I remember everything. I remember from day to day. Uh-huh. I remember going to school. Uh-huh. Yes, I had to walk to school. No trouble. And we had lovely teachers.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Mrs. Kelly was one, and Mrs. Judge was another. That's true. Uh-huh. In our school, and then on the other end of the building, there was boys' school.
Oh.
So we didn't have any trouble with boys. Uh-huh. It was easy.
And what did you do for fun? What did you do?
For fun?
Yeah. For enjoyment.
Oh, we had plenty. After school, mm-hmm. after school we'd play games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice, easy, mm-hmm. no trouble. Mm-hmm. And we all had friends. We'd stop and say hello to them. We'd walk over there and stop and talk. And it was no trouble. Everybody was friendly. Uh-huh. Just friendly.
Now, were you a religious family?
The what?
Was your family religious?
Religious. Religious?
Yeah.
Oh, you can be sure. Every Sunday, they would not do anything else until they went to Mass. Mm-hmm. And regular, no trouble. They went off to Mass. And they got to know the priest, uh-huh. and it was just like homing, uh-huh. almost, uh-huh. no trouble, friendly, you can be sure, uh-huh. it was a friendly place. Uh-huh. Everybody was a friend.
Do you remember Christmas or Easter?
Oh, you can be sure. We had lovely Christmas. We had a Christmas tree. Oh, lovely, beautiful tree, all dressed up. Oh, yes. And it was a nice place to live. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I lived there. Yeah. Naturally. And I grew up there. Uh-huh. As a child or as a baby, I was born in Ireland, right there, uh-huh. in the country. Uh-huh. And I had good parents.
What was your mother like? What was your mother's personality? What was her personality? What was your mother like?
The nicest woman that you could ever meet. You could not meet any nicer person than my mother. And we were friends. She was my mother, and I was her child, her daughter. No problem. My mother made sure that we got everything we needed. And when she saw we were going to school, she would see that, make sure that we were dressed nice and neat and clean and so on and so forth. Come Sunday, we all went to Mass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no such thing as go tomorrow. Uh-uh. Now, it was a very religious place. Nice, quiet, no fuss, no nothing. That you were born and raised as a Catholic.
Uh-huh. And so did you have communion and confirmation? And
we had, sure, we had confirmation. We had special time, special days, you know, special everything. They were very religious in their own way. But not grouching or nothing. They knew what to do, and they did it.
And how about your father? He was religious too?
As an angel, if there were ever an angel, as a man. He was one of the nicest people that ever lived. That's my father. And he'd never go away and make... And he would never go walk away and say, I was his pet.
Oh. How did he treat you?
Like a doll. And he used to say, just, I was his pet. He liked me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, the way I walked, the way I worked, the way I talked, and the whole story. Uh-huh. No trouble. It was a nice, comfortable home all the time, day and night.
Well, what kind of a little girl were you when you were growing up?
What
were you like? What kind of personality did you have when you were a little girl?
Well, everybody had the same. Everybody knew everybody else. Uh-huh. There was no such thing as being, you're a stranger, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. Ireland was Ireland. And you're my friend. That's it.
Uh-huh. Were you a shy girl, little girl? Were you
I didn't
a,
have to.
No.
I knew everybody.
You knew everybody. You were friendly.
And they were nice, kind people. They understood each other. No, and no fuss, no, nothing. And no dirty nerve, no language. You better watch your language. They were nice, clean people. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. Mm-hmm. They grew up, because my father and mother, they grew up like that. There was no such thing as bad, dirty words. Oh, no. Uh-huh. And every morning, they would say a little bit of a rosary.
Your father?
Both of them. Oh. And at night time, they would all get down on their knees and say their rosary. It was nice.
Yeah.
Nice, quiet.
And did you have any pets?
What?
Did the family have pets?
Pets? Well, we had, we had a couple of cats. There were no trouble. And we had a nice dog. That was another one, no trouble. Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a nice home.
Did your father like the cat?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Father, when he sat down in the morning for his breakfast, mm-hmm. he had a pet cat. And that pet, no matter where he was, he found my father where my father was sitting. And he sat there right next. He's a pet. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Did he have a name? Did your cat have a name?
I don't think so. Just a cat. Just a cat. Uh-huh. Pussycat, as far as I know. Maybe there was. Uh-huh. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, let's see. After school, when you would play with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of games or what would you do?
When I was going to school?
Yeah, after school.
After
in the summertime.
Oh, well, we had, there was a lot of girls. Uh-huh. There was a bunch of girls in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we'd play, we'd meet together, maybe outdoors, out of the field, or someplace, any place that we liked. Mm-hmm. We'd play cards, we'd play games, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. No, it was nice, quite.
Uh-huh. Well, now, why did you come to this country?
Well, my sisters were going. My sister, she was older than me.
Della?
Della. Uh-huh. Her name was Bridget.
Yeah.
Then she didn't like the name Bridget, so she called herself Dee. So it was almost Della, Delia. Oh, it was a nice, quiet home.
Did you go to dances at all?
Oh, sure we did. Oh, yes. We sure did.
Uh-huh.
Boys and girls together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Martha Jane mentioned that you snuck out the window.
What?
Do you remember sneaking out the window?
Sneaking?
Out the window to go to the dances?
Oh, not out the window. Well, we never went out the window.
No? But did you try to go to the dances?
Oh, we went, but we had plans made.
Oh.
We had plans made for the dance. And we'd have that dance was one night, it would be in my house. And the next night, it would be in my girlfriend's house. And it was nice. No problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have boyfriends before you left Ireland?
Oh, yes, we did. Lots of them. nice young boys uh-huh. that I knew and grew up uh-huh. with. Uh-huh. So they were no stranger. Uh-huh. And they were nice, They minded their own business. Nice, quite. And they were not rough. Oh, no. They were rough. No such thing. Uh-huh. They were very kind people. Uh-huh. All the time.
So Bridget, who called herself Dee, she came to America first?
Oh, yes, she did. That's a Dee, Dee. Uh-huh. She came to the nearest states first, and then I came afterwards.
Is she sent for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I came by boat.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember getting ready to go?
To go?
Do you remember when you were getting
I
ready?
I sure do. That I will never forget. Because I liked it. Yeah. No trouble. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And I thought it was great. It was wonderful. It's just something that you would like to know. And you'd get to know people that you liked, and you'd stay with them. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice living. Uh-huh. No fuss. No such thing as say, you mind your own business. No, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. They were all nice, quiet people, minded their own business. Nice. That's it.
Do you remember when you left Castlereagh to go for the ship? When you left your house?
Oh, I remember that.
What happened?
Nothing. My parents took me. Uh-huh. My parents, my father and mother, they came to Castlereagh, and they came with me all dressed up and extra clothing when I landed in the United States. And no problem. It was just another place to live.
Well, why did you want to come? Why did you want to come here?
I wanted to get a job. I wanted to get work. And I got out of work. Mm-hmm. And I got lovely people. When I landed in the United States, I got a job as Whitnow. But my boss was a doctor. Doctor. Nice person. Oh, yes. And then we had, it's a school teacher. We had our own school for girls. And we had another school over there for boys. Mm-hmm. Nice, quiet people. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of them would mind their own business. Mm-hmm. And to be nice girls, they had those boys. It better not be rough with the girls. Mm-hmm. Quiet, just like angels. It was so quiet.
What was it like on the ship when you were coming here?
We danced.
You danced?
Uh-huh. We had a nice ship. Uh-huh. It was an Irish ship. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember when the ship came into New York Harbor?
Oh, yes, I sure do. It was no trouble, because my friends and relatives, they met our ship.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. They had a name. The cost. Now, right now, it's such a long time. I have forgotten the name of the ship.
The Celtic.
Celtic, it could be. Yes. Yeah. You think it. Pretty good.
Thanks to you, yes. Your daughter.
the Celtic. Uh-huh. The Celtic was one in the name. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so when the Celtic came into the New York Harbor, then do you remember Ellis Island? Do you remember being examined?
Well, we didn't stay very much in Ellis Island.
But you were examined, your hair.
Well, we had to. We landed in Ellis Island. Uh-huh. Our steamer landed there. And after we landed, we had to pack up and get out of the ship. And my folks, my relatives, met me at the steamer and took me home.
Which relatives? Who met you?
My parents.
No, at this end, in the United States, your parents brought you to the ship, then the ship went across the ocean.
Well,
then you came here.
I had my sister here.
Your sister.
With me. Uh-huh. And you meet people, and you get to know them, and you get friendly with them, And it was nice and comfortable.
Where did your sister live? Your sister in the United States. Where did she live?
With me.
Where?
Now, let's see. Did we have homes?
Did you live where you worked?
Sometimes I did. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I had to, because I worked for a lady. She had a couple of children, and I helped to take care of those children. Mm-hmm. So that was easy.
Mm-hmm. And where did that lady live?
She had a...
Was it in New York City?
Well, she lived most, almost close by in a near, very, very near a school. Mm-hmm. So that every morning she had to get ready and go into... It wasn't too far away from each other. From her home, just about not so far, a few minutes.
Did you go to New York City?
She what?
Was this in New York City? New York.
Well, we didn't. We weren't living in New York.
Where were you?
We're living in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And then was your sister Della in Brooklyn too?
Yes, she came along.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We were all friendly.
And then were you friendly with other Irish people here and in Brooklyn?
Oh, I got to know them.
Uh-huh.
I kept on learning to learn to stay with them and carry myself nicely, friendly. So we were there was a bunch of us girls, and if we at night time we might all join in one somebody's house, and they would help me with the homework some nights. We had homework to do. Mm-hmm. And we had to do it, so that next morning when we went to school we knew. We had no trouble in giving the answer. The teacher was there, and she had all her books were there, and she'd be asking questions. And then, this was a great big room, a great big house. Our school, there was huge place. There was maps of the world, mm-hmm. maps of Ireland, maps of Dublin. And all those maps, we had to learn what they did every day. Mm. How they managed to make some money. So, it was easy. They liked it, naturally, and I liked it. So we had no problem. Mm-hmm. We were very friendly. Uh-huh. The teachers were very, very nice. They were all Irish born.
Burn.
Yeah.
Now, when you came here, did you miss your mother and father?
Oh, I missed them. Yes, I sure did. For a long time, I missed them. Uh-huh. But then I had a job to go. I had to take care of it.
Yeah.
I had to go to school.
Well, here in this country.
In the United States.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Then you worked for a doctor?
I worked for a doctor.
And then a lawyer?
Just a doctor.
Yeah. And then did you work for someone else?
Well, I worked for that doctor for quite a while, because he was very nice. And his wife was also nice. Mm-hmm. So I had no trouble. Uh-huh. It was a pleasure.
Rudolph, yes. Valentino, does that mean?
The what?
Do you know who Rudolph Valentino is?
The what?
Rudolph Valentino.
Valentina? Oh, I read a little about it, but not that much, Valentina. There was singing, there were songs, Valentina. There was a song about that one.
Did you ever work for him?
No, not a Valentina.
No.
No.
Okay. So would you go to dances in the United States too?
We would have a nice, our own little party. And we'd change, the little party would be in my home.
But in this country,
In Ireland.
Yeah.
In Ireland. Yeah. We'd have our little party. I'd have it today, or tonight rather. And my neighbors, my girlfriends would have the party in her home. Mm-hmm. So we weren't lost.
But when you came to this country, did you go out dancing here too?
Oh, I sure did. I got to know people now, different people. Uh-huh. And I was dancing. Uh-huh. And every Saturday, practically every Saturday, all my girlfriends, we'd go dancing. Uh-huh. No problem. Uh-huh. And it was nice. It was, they were not strangers by no means.
Now, at these dances, when you went to the dances, were they Irish boys and girls?
They were all Irish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We were by this time you were in Ireland.
No, but I mean here in this
over
country.
Here. Oh yeah, when I came out to the United States, I went dancing. Uh-huh. I got to know a lot of people. Uh-huh. And I went to dance.
How did you meet your husband?
How did I meet him? I met him, I knew him when he was in Ireland, before he came over here.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, I met him, Jim. He was a nice, mild person. Uh-huh. He belonged to a large family. Uh-huh. There must be about 10 of his family. Between boys and girls, there must be 8 or 9 children. Mm-hmm. Children. They grew up nice and quiet, mild, friendly, neighborly. They were not strange by no means.
Was he your boyfriend in Ireland, or you just met him?
Oh, yes, I knew him. I knew Jim. I knew Jim Rafferty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you met him again here in Brooklyn?
I know him before he came to her, before I left Ireland. I know he lived in a very, very short way. And in the house, he belonged to many children. It was about 8 or 9 children, boys and girls. Growing up, and I knew them very, very well.
Ah.
So it was friendly.
Tell her how you met him.
Huh?
Tell him how you met him here. That some friend told him that you had come over from Ireland.
Oh well. Now, how did I meet him?
How did Dad get in touch with you once you were here?
Who?
How did Dad get in touch with you once you were here?
Who?
Dad? How did Jim Rafferty get a hold of you here?
I know him. I know his belongings. I know his parents.
Okay.
And his sisters and his brothers.
Okay.
Long before I left Ireland.
Okay.
Long.
And then when you came here,
I knew all the Rafferties. The Rafferties, they were big family. There was supposed to be about 12 children in the Rafferty family.
Uh-huh.
And they, most of them came to the United States.
Well, how did you know that he, how did you get to see him in the United States?
Because we knew, after we met, they were not too far away from each other. So we got to know each other very, very friendly. And there was no trouble there. So we'd go to it, we'd make an appointment, we'd dance, we'd go to the dancing together.
In Ireland or here?
In Ireland.
And then how about here?
And out here is still better.
Oh, what happened here?
Out here I liked it also.
You liked him still?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Every Saturday, we'd go to a dance. It was specially made for us, for the Irish people, boys and girls. And it was really nice. So you were very friendly. Mm-hmm. So it was easy. And you always knew who you were with. There was no stranger. Uh-huh. It was nice and quiet and mild and modest. And they were nice boys. They were so nice and quiet. No rough house. Oh, no. They're so quiet. Gentle. Gentleman. Really a gentleman.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you get together with Jim Rafferty in Brooklyn?
Well, they were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We didn't live too far away.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, we did not. And we on Sundays, there was a church. A country church. The church was in the countryside, and we always went to that church, and we'd meet everybody that we knew went to that mass, so I know them, mm-hmm. And after mass, naturally we'd make an appointment. Well, I'd go, and then later on, we'd go to each one. Would go to their own, to somebody else's school, their home. So I'd go to your home tonight, mm-hmm. and somebody else. We all went dancing in one room, in one house, uh-huh. and every place, every Saturday, it was a different home. Uh-huh. So we took turns in having the little party.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when Jim Rafferty proposed marriage to you?
Proposed
to you.
Well, we knew each other so well that we didn't think it much. That it was very special. I knew them, uh-huh. just like I'd know anybody else. Uh-huh. It was no problem.
Did you know you were going to marry him?
Oh, yes. We had talked it over.
Ah.
We knew each other. Uh-huh. So he bought me a nice ring.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And that was all. Uh-huh. Now he was a kind person. Uh-huh. And always was, and still is. Uh-huh. Still was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had no trouble with him.
And then how many children did you have? You.
I had three girls and one boy. No. That was it.
No. Now, let's see. Can you name your children?
My children?
Yeah.
My brother, my son, was John.
Your son is John.
John Rafferty. Uh-huh. Rafferty.
And your daughters?
And then there was three girls. There was Jane, Della, which they called her Bridget at that time.
Uh-huh.
And Jay, John.
Wait, we're going to pause for a second. You had six boys and one girl. Six boys.
It's such a long time that I haven't thought it things over like that.
Yeah, I know.
A long time. But they were there.
Uh-huh. Tell me what you're proud of. What do you feel proud of?
What I was proud of?
Yeah.
Well, I was proud of my own self.
Good. Why were you proud of yourself?
Because I like to be nice and clean. And behave with myself. Uh-huh. And not about being ashamed to meet somebody else. And I always mind, I mind my own business. Uh-huh. And no rough house. Uh-huh. And don't be dirty. Don't be mean. Lady, be a lady.
Uh-huh. And that's the way, lady.
And
uh-huh.
that's the way we grew up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's the way, no trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. Are you friendly?
Are you happy you came to this country?
Well, of course I am. Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, I have friends. I have friends no matter where I go. Mm-hmm. If you don't carry yourself nice, they like you. And if you don't carry yourself, if you're rough, they wouldn't bother with you. Mm-hmm. They were proud like that.
And how about your life now? Now that you've lived this long, long life, what's life like for you now?
Well, if I have to do it, I'll do it. And I know what I have to do. And what I have to do, I do it.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't bother me in the least. Uh-huh. I make it my business to mind my own business.
Uh-huh. And how about your daughter?
Well, I have to respect her.
Yeah? And she, I'm sure, respects you.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Be nice, polite, mm-hmm. and it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're friendly and nice, clean, you're not afraid to stand up and say hi. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no trouble, no bother.
Uh-huh.
You grew up like that, and that's the way it stays.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna.
And my parents, they were so nice. They were so kind, so thoughtful, so respectful, everything. Mm-hmm. And you never heard a loud, dirty word out of my father or mother. Mm-hmm. And they'd holler. They wouldn't holler at you for no reason at all. They'd talk to you, they'd tell you what's right and what's not right. Mm-hmm. And that's where you grew up. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And did you try to do that with your children? Yeah. What did you try to teach your children?
By this time I knew, and that's exactly what I did. It didn't bother me to leave, to do what the right, what the take care of my children. Mm-hmm. That's it. It was a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You go to bed at night time, pleasure. It was a pleasure. You're gonna say nighty night. That's all. We had a nice, quiet home. Uh-huh. Always. There was no such thing as loud voices, and no rough, no. And I'd say, do you think they'd say, oh, shut up? Never say that.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. They were not telling.
Uh-huh.
No, it was quiet.
Did you stay living in Brooklyn?
Did I live in Brooklyn?
After you lived in Brooklyn.
Yes, I sure did.
And then where?
New York City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then where did you...
I got married.
Uh-huh. And you worked? After you got married, did you work?
Did I work?
After you got married.
Well, if you're on the corner work, I had my house to keep.
Oh, uh-huh. That's work, yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
But we had a nice clean living.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can say. Uh-huh. It was a nice clean living. And you knew this one, you knew that one, you knew everybody else. And they were all so quiet and gentle, and you never heard a dirty word. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They were gentlemen and ladies, mm-hmm. always.
Mm-hmm. And did you like this country?
Oh, yes, of course, sure I did. I was trained. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Right from the start, I liked it.
What did you like about it?
Well, because I knew what I had to do. Now, by this time, I was a year, I was a little bit older, and I felt that it's really worth it. It's nice to be able to go out and do what I felt like myself.
Oh, uh-huh.
And do it right. Mm-hmm. And no trouble, no bother, no nothing. So I was at home.
Uh-huh.
Nice and quiet, I was at home.
Uh-huh.
In Ireland, in England. I was, no matter where I went, really.
Uh-huh.
I had no trouble.
Your daughter mentioned that in 1931, you went back to Ireland with your first baby. Did you take your first baby back to Ireland?
I took my first baby, and did my folks over in Ireland, did they take care of? Did my father love that my baby Jim? Uh-huh. The neighbors next door, they might stop in once in a while. And my father used to say, wouldn't you like, you know, to talk to the children, wouldn't you like to go someplace else and visit the neighbors? No, my son Jim, he was a big man by this time. He was grown up.
Oh.
And when I used to say to him, go and visit somebody else. Oh, no, I want to stay home with my Jim. That was my son, Jim.
Oh, your father wanted to stay with your son, your baby.
Uh-huh. No, I want to stay with Jim. That's my baby. Now, it was a pleasure, no matter where I went.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I can't say that life was rough. It was not. It was a pleasure.
Good.
Because I enjoyed doing what I was doing. It's such a long time, Martha.
Yeah, but
I almost have forgotten.
I know, but they wrote, the steamship company wrote to you.
Why don't you say it, Martha, because I think it's difficult.
The steamship company wrote to you while you were in Ireland to ask how the trip was. I think it was the Holland American line. And you wrote back and you told them it was very nice, except you didn't think that they had done enough for somebody traveling with a small infant. Remember?
I remember that. I remember. But that's it.
And then on the return trip home.
Oh, there were angels.
They sent a nurse. They had a nurse waiting for you to board the ship.
They took the child out of my hands.
And stayed with you all during the trip.
And they took care of my baby. I had no trouble. it was wrong.
This family is full of stories.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, when they got married, at St. Ignatius Loyola Church on Park Avenue, and they were leaving. It was during Tuesday, weekday.
Well,
and they were leaving, and a motorcycle cop picked them up, waved them on, and put on his siren and his lights and everything else, and all the way to the Brooklyn Bridge without a stoplight.
No, I didn't mind. I liked to travel. I really loved traveling.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew how to handle them.
Uh-huh.
I knew how to do what to do.
Uh-huh.
Be nice to them, and they were nice to me.
Uh-huh.
No, I had no problem.
Uh-huh.
So you enjoy life that way.
Yes. To what do you attribute your old age? You've lived now more than 100 years.
When?
You.
Right now?
Being 100 years old.
Right now?
How do you suppose you came to be over 100?
Because I was happy. I lived happy. Everybody was nice to me and friendly, and I treated them just the same way. So I had friends and relatives all over, no matter where I went. I had a friend. Mm-hmm. No trouble. Mm-hmm. And it was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on your own, you can make life very, very different and nice. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be a grouch, just too bad. No, and my parents, when I visited Ireland, I used to say to my father, Dad, why don't you visit, go over next door and talk to your old friends and neighbors. He says, no, he says, I'd rather stay home with the baby. That's what he used to say. Uh-huh. He'd rather stay home with Jimmy, yeah. my baby. Uh-huh. So it was a pleasure. Uh-huh. It was really a pleasure traveling.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put it to you.
Is there any advice you would give to someone? Would you have any advice?
Where?
To give to someone who...
Oh, I always would. I sure would.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Traveling? Oh, that was my pleasure. Oh, yes. If there was somebody else going, traveling on a long trip, I'd sit and talk, and I'd tell them where I was, what I did, and so on and so forth. And it made it easy for them. Mm-hmm. And it made me happy also.
And didn't you always have big parties and cook for a whole bunch of people all the time?
I sure did.
You cooked for lots of people and had parties?
It was a pleasure. I had friends. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, no trouble, no problem. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So that was life.
Uh-huh. And do you enjoy your life now?
I do. Yes, I sure do. Mm-hmm. I take pleasure in doing what I think is right.
And you taught the home health aide how to play rummy. 25. It's an Irish game. It's an Irish form of rummy. She taught it.
Well, you have a wonderful spirit about you.
I have a wonderful friendly spirit.
Yes, you do.
Because my parents were the same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My parents, they were nice people.
And then you passed it along to your children.
Uh-huh. I use common sense. Mm-hmm. And talk nice, not holler. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Why should I have to holler at my children? Oh, no. I talk to them and I tell them, why am I going to do this today? Why am I doing this? And explain. Mm-hmm. And it could be easy for them to understand the knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have to be reasonable. You have to be nice to people. Mm-hmm. Children are children. Mm-hmm. And if you're nice to them, they'll remember very much so.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you've kept your religion all this time.
Oh,
you're still religious.
That's my Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to bed. I would not go to bed without saying my prayers. Mm-hmm. Not today. Never did I go to bed without saying my prayers. But I was taught like that because my father and mother would not ever, they'd never go to bed without saying the rosary. Mm-hmm. So that was a good teaching.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I learned and it stuck in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
Well, I want to thank you very much.
What?
Thank you. No. Thank you for talking with me and for telling me about Ireland and coming here and living in this country.
Well, I told you everything that was true. Mm-hmm. Everything that happened the way in my life. Everything. So therefore, I can tell you that I had a beautiful life. I enjoyed it because I explained what I was going to do. There was no trouble. Mm-hmm. And that was there. From there to day, mm-hmm. friends, left, nice, mm-hmm. reasonable, nice, quiet, mm-hmm. not holler and scream. I never had to scream. Mm-hmm. I never had to holler out and tell my children, get to hell out of here, you know, like that.
I'm glad we're not on tape anymore.
And now you've got your daughter, and she's taking good care of you. Your daughter is taking good care of you.
Well, because Maybe I use common sense. I don't kneel down and beg. I do it for my own sake. And I do it if I say, oh, I'm not going to do that. Such and such a person, they wouldn't like it. I stop thinking, you know. Is it okay? So I carry myself in a ladylike manner. Okay. Doesn't hurt. It's good for you. Okay. And you're happy about it. You're always happy. You're not a grouch.
There's our family picture. 1951.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to close this interview here. And I've, excuse me, been speaking and with Mary Rafferty.
My father. You speak about gentlemen. My father was about the nicest person that you could ever meet. Kind. Everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Nice. No horror. You wouldn't hear his voice. I didn't put it from here to here. Nighttime, the rosary was being said. And that didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. We had a nice life, nice clean life. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close here speaking with Mary Rafferty. And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service, and I'm signing off.